Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. You heard me. We'll dish your listing. Yeah, why not? We'll dish your listing while you list or listen. No, we'll dish your listing while you listen. Doesn't have the same ring. Just give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, and I'll stop this nonsense. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Tony in East Dundee, Illinois, known on eBay as Steinland Gifts. Hey, Tony, what's your question or comment?
Oh, I have the answer to the trivia.
And what is it? And the question is, when are we on live eBay Radio on Wednesday, the 27th of July, from the eBay Open 2016? What time would that be?
And the answer to that would be noon to 1:30.
Yay!
You won. You were listening.
Thank you, Tony.
And the next day, on Thursday, noon to 1:30.
No, don't give it away. You're doing so well there, Tony, and then you overstepped your bounds.
Oh, no, that's fun.
All right.
That's fun. So, Tony, here's what you have to do.
What?
Okay, to get this book, send me email, please, to lee@voicemarketing.com, L-E-E at voicemarketing.com. And, Tony, you may not need this book, and I'm sure you'll run into somebody who will, or you can sell it on eBay, or you can keep it as a keepsake. It has Marsha's...
I will certainly skim through it, and I have a couple people in mind that I will show it to.
Terrific, because it's, you know, her books are fantastic. So Tony, how long have you been selling on eBay?
10 years or so.
Really?
Is it full time or part time for you?
Part time.
So you have
part time for sure.
You have an outside job?
Well, my job entails selling steins all the time. So eBay is just one way to, you know, reach a certain part of the market.
It's one of your channels.
Right.
Got it. Tony, thank you so much for...
Thanks, Tony.
...for listening to the show, and thank you for knowing the answer, and congratulations. I'll be looking for your email.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Now we go to Salt Lake City, Utah for our drop shipping report with Michelle Long, brought to you by DOBA Product Sourcing Simplified. Take it away, Michelle.
Hi, Griffin Lee. I'm sure by now all of you have heard of the Pokemon Go craze.
Oh,
my. The gaming app has put billions of, in the pockets of Nintendo stockholders literally overnight. Are you guys playing it yet?
No, I am.
I got my first one, and then it stopped working. I'm so disappointed.
Well, I wanted to just share some ways that eBay sellers can get into the action. First off, character-branded items will start popping up just like those little Pokemons, everything from costumes to bedding. And then, of course, cell phone accessories like cases and portable charging devices are bound to see an immediate spike in sales. After all, we can't risk a dead battery on our mobile devices when we're out on the hunt for Pikachu, right?
Right. You got it.
I was walking around with my kids just last night, and all of their batteries were dying on their phones. We went on a family Pokemon hunt. It was pretty fun. So just be on the lookout for those types of items. We're going to see a big spike in and even just general mobile device and mobile accessories like those portable charging devices. And, yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you for that report. And, yes, it does suck up battery, Griff, big time.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It really does. Yeah. Michelle, great report. Thank you so much. Be looking out for Pikachu and all the other little, I don't know what you call them, characters, I call them.
Annoyances.
Yeah, for sure. Visit doba.com/eBay radio for more details. And we've got tons of product that fits those categories. And we can also provide additional advice on some other trends that we're seeing spikes in.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
You. Appreciate your report today. Makes sense, doesn't it? I mean,
yes.
This thing is gigantic.
Yes.
This phenomenon. And you haven't done it. Have any of your friends done it?
I think so, because I have very immature friends.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I mean, it's not... Look... Not going to be for me, is it?
You don't have to... Griff, you might be surprised.
No. I have so little time now that I'm a full-time employee still, a full-time caregiver, a full-time shopper, and a full-time dog owner.
I get it.
When do I have time to go play a game?
Did you get a new dog?
No, but we're going to.
He's looking for a three-legged dog.
Yeah, I was looking for a three-legger.
Did you let the pounds know and everything?
We haven't started yet. He's not. We're not ready. We have to wait until, September. After September, we'll look.
Okay.
The I don't have any time. Sorry.
I get it. This is just, I make myself have time for fun.
You do? Is that how that works?
Yeah. You have to. Every single day.
Well, can I ask you a question then?
You can.
Do you listen while you list?
I absolutely listen while I list.
Thank heavens.
I do. you're too much. I can't wait to talk to you about this.
Why?
Because you're under some preconceptions.
Listen
is that a word?
While you list.
There you go. There it is. I love it.
Listen while you list.
One more time.
I even changed my name. My voice, rather.
You did?
Listen while you list.
Sure.
Anyway.
Okay, we're going to have another trivia contest here in just a few minutes.
Oh, I like those.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have another one, so just get ready. And this one's going to be for a $25 gift certificate, but just keep listening to the show. We're going to have it a little later on in the show.
Okay.
And we're going to be giving away a hint.
Okay.
I love dropping them hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like bombs.
So if you're going to eBay Open.
Yeah, I am actually.
Okay. If you're going to eBay Open and you want to know what to wear and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be following up on that. Well, let me see. We only have one more show after today. Did you know that?
Wait a minute. What
Before
do you mean
the
one
event?
More? Don't we have two shows next week?
No.
Why?
We never have a show on Thursday before the event.
Oh, jeez. What are these rules that you write?
Because everybody has to get ready.
Oh, come on. You've got all weekend to get ready.
We're leaving on Saturday.
Well, so you can do a shoe on Thursday.
Absolutely not doing a show on Thursday.
No shoe on Thursday?
Because our host can't talk. Look at the calendar. Once
calendar?
In a while that I send you up to your drop thing.
Who cares about a calendar?
Box.
Wait. I want to do a show on Thursday.
You check the calendar. Good luck.
You're terrible.
You know how we call you just before the show starts and we make sure that we're hooked up?
Yeah.
Good luck with that on Thursday.
Oh, I'm so upset. I'm so upset.
So, looking through Marcia Collier's eBay for Dummies.
I bet she would do a show if she could.
She probably would. Final value fees she talks about.
Yeah.
Insertion fees are negligible, she says. Talks about them. She has a chapter on knowing when to sell. Timing is everything. And she has just some really interesting stuff. And I know it's eBay for Dummies 9th edition, but it does have some stuff the rest of us can use.
It does?
We're dummies. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that you can always learn something, right?
Right.
We know this is true. So.
Well, I always used to figure that if I learned one thing, all the seminars we went to in the 80s and the 70s, to become, especially women, as we were learning our power, right, in business. And I felt if I learned one good thing that I could take with me, one good takeaway, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And, of course, listen, at eBay Open 2016, you're going to get a lot of takeaways. It's not just one little thing. There are going to be workshops on a lot of stuff. So is that on the agenda now, or where do we find that? On the page that's... If I went to...
For workshops?
Let's go, yeah.
Yeah, that's not... If you go to ebayopen2016.com, right? Go there. ebayopen2016.
And then... It says there is no internet connection. Just my luck.
Well, I've got it. And then there's a link on the top that says workshops. And if you click it, it shows you the workshops, and then you got to sign up for them. It's real easy, babe.
I'm trying to get there, but something happened to my Wi-Fi in here for a moment. Let's see what happens here. Yeah, I thought maybe we might look at those workshops. And okay, there it is, workshops. Okay, I am already registered. Okay, so, Griff, if you can go there and help me with this.
What do you want me to do?
We're going to be reading the workshop list.
I don't see it.
Well, you have to go to ebayopen2016.com.
Clicked on workshops.
All right. Come down under the...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, there's a long list of these. You want me to read them?
Well, we're going to read some of them. Let's take turns. You read two and I'll read two.
Well, some of these are repeats, so don't repeat them. See how they repeat? Like at 1 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. on Wednesday, there is a create listings that sell basic, and then it's repeated at 3 to 3:45.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. See it? Can't you see that? It's the same. Some of these repeat.
Oh, I see.
No, you're going to be careful of that.
Okay. So from 1 to 1:45 p.m., create listings that sell the basics.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it says, as the world of internet shopping explodes, learn the latest best practices for getting your listings in front of more interested buyers on and off eBay.
Right. And then at 1 p.m. to 1:45 p.m., so it's concurrent with the other one. And that's why these are being repeated. So that,
right.
Because, see, there's a 1 o'clock session, and there's three things going on.
Right.
See that? Yeah. One is managing after the sale, how to manage buyer expectations, streamline communications after the sale, and profit from a generous return and exchange policy.
Also at 1 o'clock, streamline customer service, best practices to build buyer confidence, ensure smooth transactions and win loyal customers before and after the sale.
That's true. And then at 2 o'clock, and we'll be back in a moment to talk about that, I suppose.
That's also create listings that sell, but it's advanced.
Right. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's toll-free when you call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 367.
Every buyer loves a bargain, so haggle. Suzanne A. Wells is known on eBay's Atlanta Golf Shop. She says when using Best Offer, think twice about using Auto Decline. Why?
You may be missing opportunities to make sales. If the offer is a dollar below your auto decline cutoff point, you're not going to see it. It'll be automatically declined. The smaller sellers that have time to deal with this, it really does benefit you to look at every offer because, you know, you may be having a slow week or maybe it's some products you've had for 6 months or a year, and you'll take it. You'll take that offer if it's a dollar less than your cutoff point.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing Maps, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's Maps. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with Maps.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Who knows? You could have a good time, and we could answer your question. It's been known to happen.
It has been known. And even more exciting, we could give you an accurate answer. It's possible.
It could happen.
It has happened on this show before.
It really has.
I mean, it's admittedly rare, but it makes you a phone call and you takes your chances.
So I'm looking through our news stories here.
And what do you find?
Okay, government relations team. Want to remind you from time to time about eBay's government relations team because they work hard, Griff.
They do.
They've got a hard job. They're trying to defeat internet sales tax legislation.
They're trying.
And reduce cross-border trade restrictions. And so as a member of eBay Main Street, you can help them fight these good fights. And to do that, just go to ebaymainstreet.com. And sign up if you're not already signed up, because they will email you some very important information as it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just some of the issues that directly impact your business on eBay. Just some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Advocating for consumer protection. Fighting cybercrime, money laundering, and terrorist financing.
Yikes.
Combating misuse of the eBay marketplace, especially the sale of stolen goods.
Oof.
You know, some of these stories that I read in the news from time to time about stupid people.
Stupid.
Who have committed crimes by selling stolen goods on eBay or doing other bad things.
Well, that never works.
eBay Main Street is busy on those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Striving to preserve net neutrality and online privacy.
Oh.
And, of course, protecting ownership rights and overseeing eBay's Vero program. And, by the way, Vero stands for Verified Rights Owner.
That's true. Yes, it does. Yes, yes, yes.
Griff, will you explain Vero a little bit to
us?
Well,
I'd be happy to.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
So there's a federal law that passed in the 90s called the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, which was meant to address the idea or the potential issue of copyright and trademark infringement on the internet, a new thing back then. So I think the law was written in 96 or 98. It's a federal law, and it requires that all service providers comply with the law. And the terms are pretty easily, and I'll just be brief. What it is a copyright or intellectual property owner can contact a service provider website and say, one of your subscribers is infringing on my property rights. Take down this content. That's what the law says, basically. For eBay, that means a listing. Content is the listing. A subscriber is a seller. Late 98, early 99, we created a program to help facilitate compliance with this federal law called Vero. It's an eBay program, not a government program. But again, Vero is meant as a compliance channel for complying with the federal law called the Digital Millennial Copyright Act. And a rights owner, for eBay, every other website might have their own process, but for eBay, any rights owner, be they a huge company or a small individual business or just an individual person, can register as a rights owner. And once you've registered as a rights owner, you can use the Vero channel to alert eBay when you find a listing that violates your property rights. And when you alert eBay about this, eBay, in compliance with the law, must take it down. Not negotiate on behalf of the seller, not act as a arbitrator between the two parties. The law is unambiguous and clear. The content must be removed.
And when this happens to some people, they blame eBay.
They do. And I write back and explain about how the law and how it works. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the law, you got to contact your who? Who do you contact?
Your representative.
There you go.
Very
and let
important.
Them know. Yeah.
So another thing eBay Main Street does is they lobby for postal reform. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
eBay sellers collectively comprise the postal services. Are you ready for this? You should feel good about this. This
Go
gives
ahead.
Us power.
What's that?
eBay sellers collectively comprise the Postal Service's single largest package customer. So eBay supports postal reform legislation that sets the framework for a viable postal system, yeah. guarantees access to reliable and affordable shipping alternatives, and supports the hundreds of thousands of small e-commerce businesses that use eBay.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, just think about this. If we didn't have someone looking out for us, you know how businesses love to gouge, right?
They do.
They're supposed to get the highest price they can possibly get.
They're going
to
get all gougy.
But in cases like Postal Service, we need to be sure that we've got good, inexpensive Postal Service, because commerce will not run if we don't.
Yeah, it won't run, no.
So these are very important things. If you want to find out more, go to ebaymainstreet.com and join to let your voice be heard, please.
Yeah.
So, very important.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
We used to have him on all the time. Now he's not there anymore.
Who?
Oh, what was his name? The fellow, the attorney, head attorney there that used to come on our show all the time.
Oh, Todd Cohen.
Todd Cohen.
Yeah, Todd, yeah.
No, he's
still with eBay. He's just working for StubHub now, so we don't see him as often.
Right.
Yeah, Todd's a great
guy. So now we have a woman and we need to have her on. I think a woman took his place.
Yes. So, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we need to try to get her on the show.
Okay, right? Well then we'll start.
It'll be real important. We will.
We'll do our best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I haven't even gone on the chat board yet. Oh,
they're wondering where you are.
1 hour. Okay, I'm going on there right now.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yet you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit: home and hobby, small business, and enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.